بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب جواز قول المريض أنا وجع أو شديد الوجع أو موعوك ورأساه ونحو ذلك، وبيان أنه لا كراهة في ذلك إذا لم يكن على سبيل التسخط وإظهار الجزع. This is a chapter on the permissibility for the person who is sick to say I'm in pain, or I've got severe pain, I've got fever, my head is very severe, I've got severe headache. These type of so-called complaints, to say this is permissible. And Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains and clarifies that it is not disliked, it is not makruh to say these things, provided it is not said out of anger, displeasure, or out of anxiety and displaying fear. So many times a person says, I'm not feeling too well today, I've got a severe headache, I'm gripped with fever. These type of statements it is permissible to say. It's not against Sharia to say, to complain about some pain that you are enduring. A person got a very severe headache, it is absolutely permissible for him to complain about the headache. But the condition is, he shouldn't be complaining against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision. He shouldn't be angry with why Allah gave him the sickness or the illness. And he shouldn't display any fear. Ali ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, dakhaltu ala nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa yu'aku, famasistuhu faqultu innaka latu'aku wa'akan shadida. Faqala ajal, inni u'aku kama yu'aku rajulani minkum, muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says that I entered upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I visited him whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fever. Then I touched him and I said that verily you have got very high fever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, my fever is equal to the fever of two of you people. In other words, two men, their collective fever, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a single person, he would had to go through. The more closer a person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greater the test. And in this case, Rasulullah s.a.w. the greatest after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the double fever that he had, that he had to experience, this, yes, will give him double reward, and he will become more and more closer by the difficulties he had to endure in this world. So therefore Rasulullah s.a.w. had severe fever more than any person in this world, or more than two people put together. Rasulullah ﷺ would get that type of fever. And these were tests that they had to go through to show their loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram says, do not complain against Allah that why you gave me severe fever. Or is also to raise their ranks. And each time they went through a test, their rank in the hereafter goes higher and higher. وعن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه قال جاءني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعودني من وجع اشد بي فقلت بلغ بي ما ترى وانا ذو مال ولا يرثني الا ابنتي وذكر الحديث متفق عليه. The hadith came right in the beginning of Riyadh al-Salihin, where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, where Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas رضي الله عنه said that Rasulullah visited me, I was sick, I had some pain, it was very severe, and I said, ya Rasulullah, you can see my condition, what I'm going through. In other words, he complained about his illness, and this is permissible. He's not complaining against Allah Ta'ala's decision for giving him this illness. But his main concern was, وَأَنَا ذُو مَالٍ, I'm very wealthy, and I have only one daughter that will inherit my wealth. And he expressed a desire to give all his wealth away in sadaqah. Rasulullah stopped him from this, no, because this will be depriving his daughter from her inheritance, her share. And he said, okay, can I give half? And then Rasulullah said, no, you should give lesser than that. The meaning of the hadith is, finally, Rasulullah allowed him one third of his wealth to give away in sadaqah. And the rest had to go to his daughter. So in this hadith also we see that he expressed some complaint about his illness. And this is permissible as long as it is, he is not exhibiting anger or displeasure in Allah Ta'ala's decision. وَعَنِ الْقَاسِ بْنِ Muhammad. قال قالت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها ورأسا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بل أنا ورأسا وذكر الحديث رواه البخاري. It's a very lengthy incident. This is right in the latter days of Rasulullah's life, and he comes in one day to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, and she complains about her head. She says, "Wa ra'sa, I have got very severe headache." So she complains about the pain that she was going through. And Rasulullah himself, he said, "Bal ana wa ra'sa," that I've got intense headache. So this was, it is permissible for an ill person again to groan, to sigh, without complaining against Allah Ta'ala's decision. A person is not saying this out of displeasure with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person goes to the doctor, obviously he's going to complain to the doctor, "My stomach is paining, my head is paining." All this is permissible to say, even when telling your family members, "I'm not feeling too good today." So all this is perfectly in line with Sharia, as long as it is not against the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, sometimes the person, he lets out some sigh, some groan, some of some discomfort he's going through, it brings down his pain. He feels like at least somebody is understanding what I'm going through. And it is important for us to understand people who are not well, so that we could give them good words of hope, and we could explain to them that inshallah, do not worry, you'll get better, etc. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Big amal wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, Allahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.